In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Word of God for our devotion this morning is recorded in Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, reading in the 5th chapter, the first 10 verses. Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. We live by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. This is God's Word. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, dearly loved by God. Many of us have some experience living in temporary quarters. For our purposes this morning, we'll refer to that as tenting, no matter what kind of temporary domicile we dwelt in at one time. Perhaps it was literally a tent. Before we moved back to Wisconsin, right after we got married, Nan and I lived with her parents for a few months. And this was a temporary and passing arrangement until it was time for school to begin and we moved back to Wisconsin. We have had members who have lived in a residence hotel or are renting an apartment, all while they wait for their permanent house to be ready to occupy, or as they wait until they find a more permanent dwelling. We Christians ought to think of our lives, our earthly lives in this mortal body, as tenting, as a temporary dwelling. We are here for a short time in this life. It's a good life. It's a life that's filled daily with every good and perfect gift that our Father sends to us. But it's only here for a short time. We're all on our way to our permanent house in heaven. We don't really belong here for good. We belong in our eternal home with our Father. As we enter now the non-festival half of the church year, in which our sermons emphasize more the Christian life, the festival half of the church year emphasizes what Jesus did for us. And now, in the Sundays after Trinity or Sundays after Pentecost, while we still think about what Jesus did and talk about that, we concentrate more on our response and our Christian lives now that we live in response to that and as a result of our Savior's work. So this morning we look at our tenting prior to moving into our permanent house. We see, first of all, that we have a permanent house in heaven, and secondly, that we are sure of getting there. The Word of God that we're looking at this morning begins at the start of chapter 5 of Paul's letter, second letter to the Corinthians. But it doesn't change the thought of what has gone before, remembering that the original letter had no chapters or verses. Earlier in his letter, Paul had been talking about really three things. He had been talking to the Corinthians in an honest and straightforward way about the resurrection of Christ, about that glorious life that we now have in that resurrection that our Savior gives us. He had been writing about the work that he and others had been doing among them of sharing that good news of Jesus and the fact, the sad fact, that not everyone believed those words, that not everyone was glad to share in that ministry, even though he reminded them, the Corinthians, that everything that they had done was for the sinner's good and for the glory of God. And so Paul summarized it all by saying, therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. And then the little word for that begins chapter 5 continues the same thought. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Isn't this what we know? That our lives here are temporary and passing. We're only tenting. Now, when Paul talks about the tent that we are living in, he's not referring only to our mortal bodies. He's really referring to the broader way of our entire earthly lives in that mortal body. It's everything, including all the good things and all the difficult things. The earthly tent we live in is, as the writer, or as Job expressed in chapter 14, mortals born of woman are a few days and full of trouble. Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes about this earthly tent in which we live. He wrote, I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless, a chasing after the wind. In this tenting, in this temporary and passing earthly life, we groan and we are burdened. Paul says that we are naked because we are unclothed. We are without the garment of our eternal dwelling of heaven. Our eternal dwelling that is not made with human hands. But God has made that eternal dwelling for us with the hands of Jesus outstretched on the cross as he suffers and dies to pay for our sins. Our eternal dwelling is created by the hands of God that were over his disciples as he ascended into heaven, that are over us weekly through the pastor, as the pastor speaks that wonderful blessing and promise of God's blessing us and being with us. Our earthly dwelling is temporary. Our eternal dwelling made by God's hands is timeless throughout all eternity. Paul writes that God has fashioned us for that very purpose, that we would be clothed with that dwelling in the future. Jesus promised his disciples that he was going there to prepare that place for them, and that one day he would return to take us so that we could be with him where he is. This tenting will be swallowed up by life. This temporary will be replaced with the eternal, as God has created that eternal life for us in our Savior Jesus to give it to us when we die or when Jesus returns in judgment. How do we know this? Because we have received the Holy Spirit as a deposit. Recently, my daughter and her family purchased a house, and they made a down payment. And that down payment, or that deposit, guarantees that they are going to pay the rest of the cost of the house. God has given us the Holy Spirit as a deposit of all the rest that is going to come to us through Christ. The exaltation that we will enjoy, that eternal home and dwelling that we will have in heaven. The Holy Spirit dwells in Christians' hearts, bearing witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. That house is indeed unique, as it's created by our Savior Jesus. Because it's been created by God, and God has called us to receive and to enjoy that permanent dwelling, we can be certain and are certain that it is ours. As I mentioned right before this, the Apostle Paul had written to the Corinthians about Jesus' resurrection, about the successful spread of the gospel, and how even the sufferings and problems and difficulties that we must endure in this earthly life serve the good purpose of bringing us ever closer to our God as those things move us to fix our eyes on our Savior Jesus. Twice, the Apostle Paul wrote about the assurance and the knowledge of the temporary versus the eternal. We long to be with Jesus, don't we, in our eternal dwelling. We long to be clothed in the permanent. And in that temporary, we live by faith, not by sight. We live by faith means that we don't focus and concentrate on what we can see, but rather we trust in what God has says will be ours in the future. You may have heard that sort of common saying that's out there today that it's not the destination, it's the journey. Nothing could be further from the truth, especially when it comes to our faith in Christ. It's all about the destination. The journey can be long, it can be frustrating, it can be filled with all kinds of difficulties and problems. It's filled with things that if we look at them on the face of them, we might draw all kinds of wrong conclusions about our God and our relationship with Him and His relationship with us. But when we live by faith, trusting in the sure promises of God that He gives us in His Word, when we rely on that deposit of the Holy Spirit in our hearts, then we are certain of our destinations. During the journey, there is nakedness and burdens. We are unclothed with our eternal house. We don't live with our eyes on the pie in the sky, but rather we focus the eyes of faith on those certain promises in the Word of God about our permanent dwelling. As we live in this temporary tent, as we are tenting for these few days in this life, Paul goes on to say that we make it our goal to please Him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. It is our goal to live to please God. That's our goal in this life. Not so that God will be favorable to us. Not so that our God will see that we somehow earn our eternal dwelling, but we live to please God in this life because of that hope and that certainty that we have. We are grateful for the house that awaits us. You know, when you buy a house, you're eager for it to close, you're eager for the closing, you look forward with excitement to the time when you can finally move in and enjoy that new house. And so everything you do in that approval of that coming blessing. And so it is for us. We live in this life in the approval of the coming blessing that we will enjoy. And Paul adds, we will live to please God when we are away from this body. We will live to please God when we get to heaven, because we will be perfect. No longer will we have our sinful nature. No longer will we have Satan tempting us. No longer will we be among unbelievers trying to ruin our joy and our hope. We will live to approve or to please God in heaven because we're in heaven and because we are holy and perfect like our Savior. The judgment seat of Christ, we might say, is the front door of our permanent eternal dwelling in heaven. As Christians, we do not need to fear standing before Christ in judgment, because we will, through faith, be standing in His blood, standing in His righteousness, standing in His sacrifice. When Paul says that we will be judged by Christ on the basis of the good or bad we have done, he is talking there about the evidence of faith or unbelief. We will receive as Christians heaven for the good that we have done, because through faith, the good that we have done is the righteousness of Christ. It is what we have done to please Him in thanksgiving and glory given to Him for what He has done for us. The bad that people have done will be what they have done in their unbelief. It will be the actions of unbelief that they have committed that are the evidence of that unbelief that go against their judgment. For all of us, for the whole world, the door of judgment before Christ stands open. And Christ says, come and stand before me covered in my blood. Believe in me. Trust in me. Look upon this earthly life lived in the mortal body as tenting, as temporary and passing. We don't put our hopes in this life, but rather Jesus invites us to believe in Him, to look to Him, to wear the robes of His righteousness, so that we will stand before Him in the goodness and the perfection of His life. The child of God has received the Holy Spirit as a down payment on that dwelling. And by Him we do live by faith and not by sight. The Holy Spirit is our down payment of what is to come. And so we continue to tent with our eyes looking ahead in knowledge and confidence toward our journey's completion. Amen. Please stand. And now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Please be seated. And during our offering, we'll be looking at the Wells Connection.